God explains the doorway to heaven. Now, I want you to think about this. God came down from the everlasting habitations where he eternally exists, and he came down and burned up the top of the mountain and quaked and smoked and loud trumpeted and did it and then sent down the Ten Commandments and wrote them with his finger. We already saw that in 19 and 20 and all that. And now in 25, he's invited Moses up for a 40-day seminar on the doorway to heaven that Moses was looking at. Hebrews says Moses saw all this stuff he built or had built in the tabernacle. Moses saw all those in the heavenly sanctuary. Saw them. In fact, we saw them last time in Revelation. They're all still up there. The ark, the censers, all that stuff is in heaven. And he made a copy of them for earth. And this is what God was portraying. For by grace are you saved. God, through the covenant he has made, through the mercy seat where the blood is applied, through the intercessory work of Christ, which is the altar of incense, through Christ the light of the world, John 8, through Christ the bread of life, John 6, that is the grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith. What is faith? Obediently coming to Christ as the one and only sacrifice that he was offered once and for all. The difference between religion and revelation is religion says that you have to achieve. You have to achieve. You've got to go. In fact, did you read the news this week about that industrious policeman? The Pope, he was guarding him. I don't know whether it was Philadelphia or where else was he? New York City? I forget. But this policeman was guarding the Pope, and they were taking care of the Pope, and he got this glass of mineral water, a beautiful glass, for him to drink before he spoke, and he took a sip of it and set it down. And as he turned to go and be guarded and escorted, the policeman grabbed that glass and took it home to his wife, half full of water, and the papers are all over it. This woman got to actually drink the water that the lips of the Pope had touched. And they say there's no comprehension in Christendom of how blessed that woman was. That's amazing. That the current Pope doesn't say what Peter said, who said, don't bow down to me, I'm just a man like you. Bow down to him. The one who in his grace has made a covenant, who has interceded, who is lit, and who feeds all who come through his once and for all sacrifice. Religion has a perpetual sacrifice. Religion says you've got to, you never quite do enough, and you've got to keep trying harder and harder. And God says, no, Hebrews 10, by one sacrifice forever he's perfected all who come in faith through Christ. And so we come through the cross, and we once and for all are sanctified by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, but we need constant, endless cleansing. That's the laver there. The laver is a picture of the sanctified Christian life. The cross is a picture of our salvation that was once and for all. So Jesus was only crucified once, and it covers our sin, but he cleanses us constantly, and that's the way of faith where we appropriate the grace of God.